It is 9 a.m., and as we've been talking about all morning live here on 96.3 K-Twin, we've got a big announcement here. The Minnesota Twins are joining us in full force right now up here on the podium as we continue our broadcast from the Delta Sky 360 Legends Club at Target Field. I am joined by, and we'll start down the line, Sam Elliott, who is the Senior Vice President of K-Twin and Northern Lights Broadcasting. He's with us. Corey Provis, who is the, of course, play-by-play man of the Minnesota Twins, joined by Dan Gladden, who's the other half of this phenomenal play-by-play and color commentary team. Dave St. Peter, who, of course, is the Twins president, also kind enough to join us this morning for the big announcement. And as they did, like, from London to Sochi, I'm officially going to pass the torch now to Dave St. Peter to take over with the big announcement. And Dave, if you will.
Well, Eric, thank you, and welcome back to the United States.
Thanks.
We followed you over there closely. Well, over the course of time, I think it's very clear that in Minnesota, one of the great traditions is listening to Minnesota Twins baseball on the radio. We're very proud of the heritage we've had there, and today it's a historic day because we can announce today that for the first time over the course of our 53-year history, in 2013, our games will be broadcast on the FM dial on K-Twin 96.3 FM as the new home of the Minnesota Twins in the Twin Cities metropolitan area commencing in 2013. So we are, as an organization, absolutely thrilled to be in partnership with K-Twin. We love their vision for the future of not only the radio station, but what it can mean to community, which is really ultimately one of the great things of the Minnesota Twins brand. And we're really excited about having Corey Provis and Dan Gladden in FM. We're not quite sure how that's going to go over in the metropolitan area, but we think it's going to be pretty cool. But Sam, welcome to the Minnesota Twins family. We look forward to working with you and your staff to build a great product, not only on the field, but on the air, and ultimately hoping for a World Series on K-Twin 96.3 FM in the next couple years.
Well, we thank you for being here. It's very exciting for our company. And you know, when you build radio stations, and we've got a brand new radio product, you look for exclusive programming, great content that you can't find anywhere else that's non-duplicatable. And for us, having Twins baseball is premier programming, top-notch programming. Having these guys on the radio with us every night, or 181 nights out of the year or so, well into the World Series, it's exciting for us. And we couldn't be more proud to have you guys part of the K-Twin family as well.
Well, and I would just add to that the Minnesota Twins organization, very appreciative of everybody with Hubbard Broadcasting and 1500 ESPN, our current Metro affiliate, is part of this deal. They're going to continue to be a very big part of Twins baseball. They'll continue to carry the Ron Gardenhire show and Inside Twins and some of that ancillary programming. But we think from a fan perspective, this is really the best of both worlds and a great way to expand the coverage of Minnesota Twins baseball, maybe a little bit younger demographic on the FM dial, and ultimately, as I said, showcase what we think is one of the game's best play-by-play teams in Corey and Dan on the FM dial in 2013 and beyond. That's a pretty big deal to us.
I'll open it up to Corey and Dan, if you would, if you give us your comments on the big move, the big shift, the big FM.
I think it's an exciting time. I think it's a new era of Twins baseball, and I love the medium of radio and baseball on the radio. It's something that is timeless. It's been going on for decades, and even though there's all this new technology out there today, there's still something natural about baseball on the radio. And we get so many nice letters and so many nice emails from fans that in the summer days doing their yard work, painting their house, and they just, you know, if they're out on the tractor doing some work in the fields, they have the game on the radio. And when I was out in the caravan in January, I really got a sense of that. The Twins territory is so vast, and how many people tune into our broadcast each and every day. So we're both excited for this opportunity and looking forward to building a great partnership.
Yeah, how rewarding is that, Dan, knowing that you're one of the voices of this fantastic organization?
Well, I kind of look back at where I've come from, and that is, you know, from a player, minor league player, to a big league player, World Series champion. And having been in the clubhouse and having dealt from one side of it as a player standpoint to the media, and now I'm sitting up here representing kind of a broadcaster and a Herb Cartneal and a John Gordon, and I just think that you get a different perspective, I think, what goes on the other side and all the hard work. And I'm looking forward to this because just the people that you meet along the way. I just think that it's special to meet a lot of these people, and I'm looking forward to the relationship now.
As are we.
And Sam, I'll ask you, has this been done before, putting sports on an FM music radio station?
Well, it's going to be unique, that's for sure. There are examples in small markets, medium-sized markets, but not in a flagship type of a situation where you're in the metro. This is something that, as an organization, I know from the Twins' perspective, from K-Twin, and I know the Polhead family, they like the idea of doing something a little bit different and setting, you know, taking the train off the track a little bit and offering something that's unique that you can't find anywhere. So from our vantage point, I think, you know, we've done research, we've looked at it, but when you really break it down, it's you want to put great, compelling content on the radio. And radio play-by-play, as Corey had said, is there's just that magical connection that your listeners have. And in doing it on the FM side, you know, from a quality standpoint, these guys are going to never sound better than going on the FM side. And you can really break it down in real simple terms. It will sound really good on the FM side. And we're committed to surrounding it with great programming. You know, your morning show and the things that we're going to build out, Eric, on the radio stations, that's exciting. Those are things that we'll announce as we kind of move through this process. But, it's unique, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you touched on some of them, Dave, but some of the benefits the Twins get in being on the FM dial.
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, it's going to sound great. And, you know, the K-Twin will be part of an 88-station network that we're very proud of, the Treasure Island Baseball Network, which we think provides superior coverage of Twins baseball throughout a 5-state region. But fans listening in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, I think, should hopefully get a signal upgrade here with this deal. The games will sound better. And from a Twins perspective, we're very excited about being part of the type of station that Sam talked about. This is different, and it's a little bit risky, so to speak, but we believe Minnesota Twins baseball is destination programming. We've been continually ranked in the top 5 to 10 of Major League Baseball in terms of listenership. We expect that will continue. And one of the things about the FM side is you tend to find a little bit younger demographic. So from a pure marketing perspective,
sure,
we're kind of excited about that. We think that's kind of neat. We need to introduce Dan Gladden to that younger demo that don't remember him as a player. Now they think he's just a broadcaster. And, you know, and that's hard on Danny's ego when he goes to the grocery store and somebody doesn't recognize him as a player.
I think as soon as the mullet comes back, then I'd
be back.
Right.
Let's keep the mullet out.
What goes around comes around. No, but this is definitely an exciting day. And, you know, what Twins fans continue to, you know, flock to the stadium here. I saw you on Twitter last night, right, that there was a 3,000 walk-up group.
Yeah, we walked up over 3,000 fans last night, and obviously we've had a tough go, but I think that's another indication what a great baseball market this is and how great our fans have been. And we recognize we're frustrated like everybody else. We need to win more games. I can assure you that's the plan. We're going to do everything we can to do that, and ultimately that's one of the great things I think about Twins baseball on K-Twin 96.3 FM is we're going to bring a whole new group of listeners to what we think is going to be a pretty unique, locally focused, dynamic radio station, and we think it has a chance to be highly successful.
I we definitely do, too. Sam, I'll let you close it out, if you would.
I just want to thank everybody for coming this morning. This is a great turnout. Welcome you guys to the family of 96.3 K-Twin. Dave, thanks for your leadership and guidance through this process. I'm excited to go. So 2013, we're going to have some interesting and some fun times on the radio.
All right. Sam's just excited to get to Fort Myers for spring training come about February 15th.
Right?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Guardy will take you bowling down there while you're out there. For the attending media, we should mention that Sam, Corey, Dan, and Dave St. Peter will all be available for one-on-one interviews if you'd like to have at it. And go Twins and go K-Twin. A 12-10 start today against the Detroit Tigers as the Twins try to close out the series. We continue our broadcast live from the Legends Club here at Target Field.